as we head into this Memorial Day weekend, there are 8 more American troops to memorialize. Today, NATO officials said the soldiers were on foot patrol in southern Afghanistan when some of them began to investigate a suspicious object. There was an explosion. More troops rushed in to help the wounded. They were hit by a second explosion. 2 Afghan border police were also killed in that bombing. In addition, 10 Afghan laborers on their way to work at a foreign aid construction site were killed by a bombing earlier this week. 8 more American service members were killed in an attack a month ago. The deaths come as the drawdown of U.S. troops is slated to begin in July, and as a measure in Congress to speed the complete withdrawal from Afghanistan almost passed this week with support from Democrats and Republicans. The BBC's Bilal Sawari is on the ground in Kabul. Bilal, this attack took place in Shorabak district. Afghan officials had said this region was cleared of insurgents 2 months ago.
That is true, but bear in mind that Shorabak district lies right on the border with Pakistan's Quetta. That's where Afghan officials say the Taliban are, their leaderships are, and this particular district is not entirely under the control of the Afghan government or the international forces. They are in control, they are there, but so are the insurgents, and they're often living among people. And this is one of the biggest problems of fighting this war in Afghanistan. How do you get your intelligence when you're not on the ground? How do you operate? How do you try to extend the writ of the central government when the government is not there, or it's in most cases weak? But as you correctly said, Afghan officials along with international forces had cleared this area in the last 2 months.
Western officials had been expecting more spectacular attacks in it's the spring offensive. And we've seen several. We saw 4 Americans killed by a bomb May 16th, many civilians killed, suicide bombers. But what is the sense? Is this sort of the necessary reaction ahead of the exit of U.S. troops? Is this the last sputtering of a dying insurgency? How is this being seen?
Well, there are several ways to explain this. One is that obviously summer in Afghanistan is a fighting season. This is when the snow melts. This is when the passes are open. This is when there's a lot of greenery. So it's natural if you're an insurgent or if you're the insurgents in Afghanistan, you would choose the summer. Aside from that factor, sources close to Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who are involved in peace talks with the Taliban, say that President Obama's announcement of 2011 sent a totally wrong message. The Taliban think that they could inflict heavy casualties on both the international forces as well as the Afghan government, so they could come to the table and talk from a position of strength. A third explanation, and this is mostly coming from Afghan intelligence officials on the ground, is that the Taliban have lost so many of their own leaders in U.S. and Afghan special forces raids. These are the so-called night raids, which often lead to the killing of civilians. And in a way, this is a comeback by the Taliban in their own way. They know they can't fight Afghan and international forces in big numbers, in big battles as they used to in the last 6 or 7 years. So therefore, they're changing their tactics. That's an explanation by the Afghan intelligence officials.
Well, and Bilal, one last thought. We have this drawdown starting in July. I think it's safe to say, except for following the loss of military life, many Americans are not following this conflict as closely as they once did. Is there a sense of that in Kabul?
Afghans are extremely skeptical. It's not surprising to come across many Afghans who will tell you, look, the United States, the international community will abandon us, that they're leaving us again, as they did in the 80s. American officials at the very highest levels, President Obama, in fact, in London said, will not allow Afghanistan to go back to the pre-Taliban days. But let's bear in mind with that kind of announcement is also the fact that Afghans keep hearing about drawdown, Afghans keep hearing about transition. So there's quite a lot of confusion among common Afghans. They say, you know, what will happen in 3 days? Our army is not ready, our police is not ready. You know, we live in a hostile region where we have got a lot of problems with Pakistan, with Iran. So these are all questions on the minds of Afghans for now.
Bilal Sawari of the BBC speaking to us from Kabul, Afghanistan. Bilal, thank you very much.
Thank you.